This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Heavy fighting has been reported between Taliban fighters and anti-Taliban resistance forces based in the Panjshir Valley after talks between the two sides failed to resolve their differences. A resistance spokesman claims a Taliban offensive was repulsed, with the Taliban suffering heavy losses. Taliban followers on social media claim that their forces have taken over several areas previously controlled by the resistance. After the fall of Kabul in mid-August, members of the Afghan security forces from across the country, who felt betrayed by the surrender of their military leaders, made their way to Panjshir to join the resistance. Each side has blamed the other for the failure of talks to resolve their differences. The Pentagon says it is not ruling out coordination with the Taliban on any future counterterrorism efforts in Afghanistan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
It's possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.N.'s top human rights official in Afghanistan warns the country is descending into a humanitarian catastrophe as conflict, drought, and a shortage of international aid is hitting the population days after the U.S. military ended its mission in the country. Ramiz Alakbarov said Wednesday that at least one-third of the country's population now is not sure that their family will have a meal every day or not. Alakbarov said half of all Afghan children under 5 years old are in an extreme state.